This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
You're listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell. So happy that you're with us this weekend. Happy because we get the opportunity to share some actionable information to help you with your life, whether it be career, whether it be your spiritual health or your financial health. But right now, let's talk about your career with the founder of Ripple Connects, Mr. Joe McKenzie. Welcome, sir.
Good morning, Freddie Bell. How are you?
Unbelievable. Glad you're with us this week. And the website is rippleconnects.com. You turn candidates into contenders.
That's correct.
And let's talk about what that means, adopting the contender mindset. What does that mean to be a contender and have that kind of a mindset?
I'm glad you asked, Freddie Bell. Often people say, what does that mean? Well, we've taken our mantra at Ripple Connects is that we turn candidates into contenders. Anybody that applies for a job is technically a candidate. But what we want with our clients is to become contenders for the jobs that they deserve. And that's a whole different mindset. Being a candidate often implies that you're passive. You apply for the job. You wait for the next step. You wait for someone to contact you. As a contender, often we're not even applying for jobs. We're having conversations about jobs. We're talking about the direction we're taking with our marketing skills, with our bench of advocates. We help our clients have a clear, concise ask what they want in their next job and how to engage with your bench of advocates so you can actually move it along. That's a contender mindset. It's proactive. Sometimes it's aggressive because you have to make calls. Sometimes you have to set up meetings and you're going to have to adopt a mindset that you're probably getting out of your comfort zone a little bit, Freddie. But what we've also seen is that our clients as contenders get the jobs that they deserve. And often that is through the hidden job market or it's the unadvertised job market. And they grow because they've wanted more. They've contended for those types of jobs. So that's our take on a contender mindset versus a more passive candidate mindset.
So talk about what the passive candidate looks like. You know, if you could put them on a chart, a side-by-side chart, the contender does this, passive mindset does this, a contender does B, while a passive mindset does C. What does that really look like if you were to lay it out chart-wise?
A passive candidate will apply for 12 jobs and wait for 12 companies to get back to them. A contender will talk to dozens of people to figure out where the opportunities are, where the pains are with different companies, and mobilize their bench of advocates to have conversations about those positions that often are not even posted yet. There's a distinct difference between a candidate applying blindly to a job than a contender who's sometimes creating their own job or writing their own job description because they're taking more of a proactive approach. That's the biggest differences I see. I also see contenders marketing themselves very clearly to what they want. A candidate may just look at what jobs are out there and just apply for them, hoping that, you know, part of that job description matches up with where I've been. Those two areas, Freddie, are clear differences between that passive candidate and that contender that's taking a much more proactive approach to their own job search.
You mentioned that a contender consults his bench of advocates. What is a bench of advocates?
The bench of advocates are the people that know us. They're from all walks of our lives. That could be a minister. That could be a former sales manager. That could be someone that you've helped along the way that you volunteered with. Those are advocates that know you and they know what you've accomplished. They know how you've overcome adversity to accomplish something. They know your transferable skills. And that bench of advocates is so critical to this contender mindset. A passive job candidate may end up not approaching anybody that they know and may just take a very superficial networking with total strangers approach. And that is a clear difference. That is a clear difference in Ripple Connect's philosophy that contenders need to drill down deeper than just meeting, hopefully meeting someone at a jobs group or total strangers are going to really take the ball and run with them. And that usually doesn't happen. But the bench of advocates that you build are the ones that can make it happen.
So talk about this mindset that a person who consults our bench of advocates, a person who seems to be more active in reshaping their career, what does that mindset look like, especially when they're approaching a new job or a new opportunity or even moving up in their own organization?
Well, you know, an advocate is obviously someone that can be in a position to help us. We become advocates for others along with that role. So it's reciprocal. I think that's an important difference, that we're not asking for a lot and not reciprocating. I think once you learn that, I've helped a lot of people and a lot of people have helped me. That's an important mindset to carry. You know, I've planted seeds 20 years ago that I'm harvesting today and vice versa. So that bench of advocates is critical. And when we don't build them, oftentimes we bang our head against the walls because we have total strangers looking at our resumes, Freddie. We have total strangers interviewing us with skepticism on who we are. Wouldn't it be nice if someone recommended us or referred us in that knew us? And that is the critical piece of that contender mindset that we coach.
Well, with that that mindset, so how do you help someone to say, look, you've got people that you've known, as you just mentioned a few seconds ago, 20 years. Maybe you've known somebody through college. You went to school with them, maybe high school. You mentioned your church. Maybe it's the minister. Maybe it was a school teacher. How do you get people to understand that these people are really in a position to help them to move from where they are to where they like to be?
Well, we approach it, for one thing, we let people know that unadvertised job market is where it's at. That's where most of the positions that you're going to be able to grow and basically head off a lot of the competition who are sitting at their computer applying. You can avoid a lot of that. You don't want to be in a position where they're looking at your resume. I don't know about you, Freddie, but it's hard for me to put everything that I'm known for or accomplish or my work ethic or my motivation on a resume. So when I have a total stranger looking at my resume, they're skeptical. But if I take the different approach with the bench of advocates saying, you know, you guys have this problem here. You have salespeople that are underperforming. You have people that are not achieving these goals. You really should be talking to Joe McKinsey. And this is why. That's what an advocate can do, because they know what you've done. And there's a clear difference, Freddie, than a total stranger looking at your resume with skepticism going, how could you really accomplish this? And how are they really going to get to know you in that short hiring period? It's so critical. It's so critical. And to give a clear ask, Freddie, we help write self-marketing plans for people. We update their LinkedIn profiles. So when someone does look at it, they know exactly what they're asking for. In Minnesota, we kind of dance around the point. We come out and say, this is what I'm looking for in this industry. We help them develop their ask. And that helps that bench of advocates roll with it.
Are people generally afraid to say exactly what they're looking for?
I think so. I think we have so much, you know, cloudiness around where we want to go, or we make an assumption that everybody knows what we do. I think that happens a lot. When I use terms like business development, a nonprofit, most people don't know what that means. And so when I flesh that out with a clear ask saying, okay, I want to work with this type of organization that's going to help their employment program, bring in employment partners to help hire our candidates. That is a clearer ask than just, well, I want to be in business development, the nonprofit. Sometimes it's just because they're afraid to ask, your advocates are afraid to ask follow-up questions. A clear ask of your advocates will help them move it along better than if you give them kind of a cloudy direction of where you want to go.
In just a few seconds we have left, what will be the one thing that we should be doing this weekend to further our careers?
Adopt the contender mindset for the job you deserve, and don't take a passive approach, but proactively look at how you're going to mobilize your network. How are you going to unearth opportunities in the hidden job market? And that's a contender's attitude and mindset that, you know, may set you up here, but what about 4 or 5 years down the road, Freddie, when typically people make a change, you learn how to unearth all those opportunities. This could benefit you for the rest of your career.
His website is rippleconnects.com. He turns candidates into contenders, and this is New Beginnings.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's rippleconnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, rippleconnects.com.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
Hi, I'm Kirk.
And I'm Chad.
With Bricks Real Estate and the House Geeks Real Estate Show, Sundays at noon here on AM 950. With your House Geeks Market Minute, 2.37 is the average number of showings per week per listing in the 200 to 400K price range. This is down year over year and is a main indicator of demand in the marketplace. Pending home sales are also down over the same time last year, 6.7%. The 30-year conventional interest rate is at around 4.55%. This is down over last week's 4.62%.
Conclusion for buyers. There are only a few weeks left of the best time of the year to negotiate. For sellers, the market will start picking up quickly now that we are into the new year. Remember, the spring market starts at the end of January. If you are thinking about selling, now is the time to be getting ready. Want to know the smarter way to buy and sell homes in the Twin Cities? Check us out online anytime at housegeeks.com.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
You are listening to New Beginnings. I am Freddie Bell. Hi, everybody. Good morning to you. And it's an early morning for a lot of you. And as we continue with New Beginnings, we're talking about health this weekend. There are three ideas that we wanted to share with you. One, I know that some of you have grandchildren, some of you have children, some have kids who are moving back into the home, but it's important to understand that children with more pets have fewer allergies. That according to a study that I just came across. It says that children who live with cats and dogs when they were children are less likely to develop allergies later on, and that the more pets they have, the better. That according to a recent study, as I mentioned, that I just saw not long ago, the researchers interviewed the parents of about 250 children when they were between the ages of 6 and 12 months old. And the children had clinical evaluations done at 18 months, at 3 years, 8 years, and then 9 years. The remaining families completed questionnaires on pet ownership and on the incidences of asthma, eczema, and other allergies. In both groups, allergy reports declined steadily with the number of pets from about a third of the children in the families with no pets down to zero in households with five or more cats and dogs. The lead author, Bill Hesselmer, who is an associate professor at the University of Gothenburg, says that having pets is only one factor in reducing the risk for allergies. He says this is a hygiene hypothesis at work. He says that even sucking on a pacifier and then giving it back to the kid produces a reduced risk for allergy. So, some interesting studies about kids with allergies that I thought you might find interesting this weekend on New Beginnings. And also, patients with heart failure may live longer, listen to this, if they have a few alcoholic drinks during the week. That also according to a new study. It also says it looks at the effects of alcohol on the risk of heart failure. This is the first study of its type to look at drinking after a heart failure diagnosis. The report says that researchers at the Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis studied 393 people averaging the age of 79 who had heart failure, defining a drink as 12 ounces of beer, 6 ounces of wine, and 1.5 ounces of hard liquor. They found that those who never drank survived for an average of 2,640 days, or about 7 years and 3 months, after a heart failure diagnosis. Now, that was compared with 3,046 days for patients who had as many as 7 drinks a week. The doctors don't suggest that someone who doesn't drink to take up drinking, but they say that they would feel comfortable telling a patient that there's probably no harm in continuing to drink after getting that type of a diagnosis. You're listening to New Beginnings this weekend. I'm Freddie Bell. And our third topic that I wanted to share with you involves stroke. And this is a really interesting study. It says that a heart attack or stroke may be an early sign of cancer. Researchers looked at records of about 400,000 Medicare beneficiaries with their average age of 76 with cancer diagnosis between the years of 2005 and 2013. They matched them with an equal amount without cancer. In the first 7 months, there was no difference between the groups. But from then on, the risk of cardiovascular events rose in patients who would later be diagnosed with cancer. At 1 month before diagnosis, those with a cancer diagnosis had more than 5 times the risk of heart attack or stroke compared with those without a cancer diagnosis. The researchers also found that the highest risk were those with diagnoses of lung or colorectal cancers. Just three ideas we're sharing with you this weekend. One, kids with more pets have fewer allergies. Also, alcohol could benefit people who are heart failure patients, and stroke may be an early sign of cancer. You're listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell. I hope you're having a wonderful weekend. And remember that this is appointed listening each and every weekend. And finally, I want to share some ideas with you this weekend about some people appearing to be younger, considerably younger or older than their chronological age. Scientists have found and they've discovered genetic signatures that may help to explain this. The age-associated genetic patterns were found by analyzing skin cells from people of various ages. Researchers then applied the results to detect genetic signs of accelerated aging in people with a disease that causes patients to appear older than their chronological age. The research also says that a machine learning method could be broadened to detect when people are aging faster than their chronological age. This also could be used to treat people at risk for age-related conditions or advise them to change lifestyle habits before diseases occur. These clinical applications could be ready as soon as in 5 years. And to help other researchers, the scientists have made the machine learning algorithms and underlying data public. The study was published in the journal Genome Biology. The study examined all the RNA molecules in the cells. The researchers examined all the RNA molecules in the cells. RNA is produced or transcribed from DNA. Genes that are inactive don't make RNA. So by noting which RNA molecule are present or absent, the status of the corresponding genes can be deduced. This process was performed on cells taken from 133 people ages 1 to 94. Putting the data into the machine learning algorithm extracted patterns of gene activity that lined up with increasing age. Using these biomarkers, the team was able to predict a person's age with a median error of only 4 years. To verify that the molecular signature was not an artifact or a coincidence, researchers also applied the machine learning process to the genomes of 10 people ages 2 to 8. These were predicted to be about 10 years older than their chronological age. Next, the researchers plan to examine the age-related genetic activity of other cells. They also plan to peek under the hood of the black box machine learning algorithm to determine how the age-related changes line up with biological processes. This work was funded by the National Institutes of Health and the Pew Charitable Trust. You're listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell. Glad you're with us again this weekend. And our program continues right now.
Be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start. You're listening to New Beginnings on AM 950. And I want to continue right here and give you some information about AARP. There's always more to discover with your AARP membership. You have access to a wide variety of carefully chosen discounts, information, and services, and an advocate for important issues like Medicare and Social Security. Here are just some of the other member benefits from AARP. Insurance, access to auto, dental, home, life, vision, and other quality coverage for your health needs from top companies, including the AARP Dental Insurance Plan administered by Delta Dental Insurance Company. How about family caregiving? We talked about that earlier. Care guides, simple checklists, support options, and other free resources designed to help you care for your loved ones, all available online through AARP family caregiving sites. And also health and wellness, brain health tips, online tools, savings for eye exams and eyewear, and a free annual hearing test by phone. You also can get work and jobs, resources to help you find a second career or part-time work, plus access to the AARP job board, a job search tool for workers who are 50 years old and over. I know you love to travel. Vacation ideas for every budget and discounts on hotels and car rentals, flights from British Airways, vacation packages, and more. And of course, finances. You can find online calculators to help you manage your finances, access to money management tips, and more. Explore all of your benefits with the easy-to-use enhanced destination. That's AARP.org/benefits. You can download their free app right now for your digital membership card, daily news, local events, and benefits in your area.
This is Chad, owner of AM950. I've been telling you about my friends at Snap Construction, who are arguably the most well-reviewed exterior construction company in the metro. Don't just take my word for it. Take a look at all their reviews online. Winter is the most cost-effective time of the year to complete your construction project. A majority of Minnesotans choose to have their work completed on their home in the summer when they should be enjoying the weather. As a result, the demand for labor in the summer is much higher. The most cost-effective way to improve or restore your home is in the winter due to the lower demand. Right now, Snap Construction is offering an additional 30% off of labor to the AM950 listeners on your next construction project between now and the end of February. Call 612-333-SNAP and mention AM950 for an additional 30% off. As always, Snap Construction stands by their work with a lifetime craftsmanship warranty. Don't wait to get a free estimate by calling 612-333-SNAP or find them online at snapconstruction.com. Financing options available.
With your AM950 weather, I'm Hunter Haas. Today, increasing clouds with a high around 32. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 22. And Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 33. Even though we're in Minnesota, we're not too cold or cloudy to go solar with All Energy Solar. Minneapolis actually gets as much sun each year as Houston, Texas. Learn what your options are to save on solar and visit allenergysolar.com today.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
You're listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and with me right now is Kelly Von Heidekamp, the founder of West Metro Hypnosis. Good morning, Kelly. How are you?
Good morning, Freddie. It's so good to be here.
Glad you're with us. And for those folks who don't know how to reach you, how can we do that?
At 952-222-3975 or Kelly, K-E-L-L-I, at westmetrohypnosis.com.
Well, it's a brand new year, 2019. I know there are a lot of festivities that have taken place. And when you talk about the feeling of the new year, what mindset are you suggesting that we might be in for 2019?
I just think it's so interesting when people call me in the month of January, it's not only about making resolutions come true, but we come out of a month that is just all about overindulgence in so many different areas. I don't know if maybe you had maybe a little bit too much to eat at any point in December, more than you normally would have. Did that happen at all?
Oh, no, never.
Of course not. Of course not. Never. Yeah. Too much to drink, too much to eat, too much money, too many gifts. And so it's really a month of overindulgence. And we come into this new year, this new slate. And I just think it's so interesting to really identify this feeling that we all come into the new year with, a fresh beginning, the opportunity to have something be different. And I just think it's so fascinating to move from this overindulgence into a place where a lot of people then go and say, enough. Enough is enough. And that statement, enough is enough, is so powerful because it means that they're identifying, they're making themselves ready for a new change. And the beginning of a new year is the perfect time to do this. We oftentimes get into a place of not only overindulgence, but complacency as well, where things just start to feel very familiar, very comfortable. And those can be good things, but that statement, enough is enough, really begins to shake things up. And it starts to get our mind on board with this idea that, you know what, I can change something in my life. There is a next best version of myself waiting to be discovered. We can, in the coming weeks, we can talk a little bit as to why maybe resolutions don't always hold beyond the month of January. However, just really, I invite our listeners today to really begin to harness the energy of the new year, of the new slate, of putting your foot down, saying enough is enough. There is a new best version of myself. It's waiting to be discovered. And now is the perfect time to go about doing that and making some bold changes. And bold changes don't have to be just big changes. They can be small changes as well. Lots of small changes end up making very big changes. So just becoming aware of the new year, of the new possibility, of your opportunity, and know that you can do it, that you're resourced to do it.
That's Kelly Von Hanekamp of West Metro Hypnosis, and you're listening to New Beginnings.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't, you can't, you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
And now, our supporting partner, AARP in the Twin Cities.
You are listening to New Beginnings. I am Freddie Bell, and with me this morning is the Minnesota spokesman for AARP Twin Cities. Say hello to Seth Bofelli. Good morning.
Hey, morning, Freddie. Thanks for having me on.
Glad you're with us. And for folks who have not contacted or gotten really close to AARP Twin Cities lately, what's the best way to reach out to you?
Yeah, you know, the best way to find out what's going on here is online, either at our website, aarp.org/Twin Cities, or just email us at aarpmn@aarp.org.
Let's talk a little bit about something that's been in the news a little bit about the healthcare program and what our seniors are doing with Medicare and prescription drugs in particular. As you talk to your members, what are you telling them right now, Seth, about prescription drug programs?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot going on with prescription drugs. At the national level, you know, we're early in January, and January is when pharmaceutical companies set their prices. And we've just found out that over 250 prescription drugs have seen significant increases in prices, anywhere from 5 to 10%. This is something that's top of mind for all seniors, but really lots of people over the age of 50. You know, so many of us are dealing with chronic ailments, and lots of us are on medication, and those prices are just going up and up and up. That's something that is top of mind. And I think we're going to hear a lot about, not just in Congress, but here in the state as well. We're hearing from legislators who are just getting started in St. Paul that they're looking at legislation to start to address everything from price transparency to bulk buying through the state healthcare programs. And we're also hearing that our brand new Attorney General, Keith Ellison, is going to be looking at prescription drugs as well as part of his mandate as Attorney General.
Everyone, we're talking with Seth Buffelli, official spokesperson for AARP Twin Cities. So what can the end user, your members do, people who are beyond the age of 50, do when a 5 to 10% increase in their prescriptions could mean the difference between taking a full medicine dose or not taking one at all?
Yeah, you know, it's just we are a captive market, there's been some hearings at the Capitol, and we've seen these tragic stories of one young man who couldn't afford his insulin and actually died because he couldn't get his medication. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was $300 short, and his prescription was $1,300 for the month.
Exactly.
These are just tragic stories. We really need leadership from the top down, starting with the president of the United States. I think the most important thing you can do as a consumer is just make sure that you're on a generic, if that generic is available. But unfortunately, the drug makers know all the tricks, and a lot of times they're using anti-competitive practices, sometimes even paying the generic manufacturer not to put that drug on the market. And so we really need help from our federal representatives, from our state lawmakers, from our governor, from our attorney general. This has really become the fight in healthcare, and it's something that we need everybody engaged in.
All right. This is Seth Buffelli, spokesperson for AARP Twin Cities, and you're listening to New Beginnings.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Minneapolis Public Housing is right now on New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Welcome back to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and with me now is the Center Coordinator for the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. As we segue into the health portion of our program, please say hello to Kitty Harris. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Freddie, and Happy New Year.
And the same to you. Glad that you're with us today. And for folks who are not so inclined, tell us how we can reach you at the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center.
612-344-2221, or we are located at 1015 4th Avenue North in Minneapolis. We're right behind Summit Academy off of Olson Highway.
Let's talk about Alive and Kicking. You've got a special program coming up, and the community is invited.
Yes, Alive and Kicking, one of our fabulous partners here at the center, is got a grant to continue their Sing Out program. And so this Monday, January the 14th at 1:30, we will be having our Sing Out in our Great Room. It's free and open to the public, and it gives people an opportunity to come together, and it's almost like a huge karaoke party.
A karaoke party in what way?
Well, we pick different songs that we sing, and we have musicians that different guest artists that come in from the community, and it gives our visitors an opportunity to sing anything from Luther Vandross to Whitney Houston to Queen. And so it's just a great opportunity. You don't have to have that great pitch perfect voice. But we always talk about here at the center how studies have shown music really increases your memory muscle mass. And so we always like to push people coming together to sing in this organized way, because it takes away that stigma of losing your memory and not remembering things. Music transcends them back. And so it's just a big, fun karaoke party where we can come together and sing and be loud and off key and just enjoy each other.
And that's on the 14th. And what are the times?
It's going to be from 1:30 to 3 p.m. And everybody is welcome and they can just pop on in. No reservation needed.
All right. And that's just one of the many events coming up for 2019 at the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center.
Yes, we are so excited about our community event calendar that we're putting together for this year. We're going to continue our partnership with Fairview Hospital to provide our free massages twice a month. We have a partnership with LL Bean, and we're going to be doing a snowshoot event here at the center on January 30th. And then February is just full of so many things. We're going to do a community blood drive. We're going to do a free play. We're going to have a big community Valentine's Day party. So we encourage people to stop by 1015 4th Avenue North, grab one of our community calendars, or visit our Facebook page and learn more information about these free programs and events that we're providing for our residents of North Minneapolis and the greater Twin Cities area.
Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center is really making a difference in our communities, isn't it?
Yes, we're so excited that this March we're going to be turning 7 years old. And so we have enjoyed seeing our growth and our partners provide the services for North Minneapolis over the last 7 years. And we're looking forward to continuing that tradition for 2019.
All right. So let's give that address one more time over on in North Minneapolis and for the Health and Wellness Center, the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center.
Yes, we are located at 1015 4th Avenue North in Minneapolis. We're right behind Summit Academy off of Olson Highway and 612-344-2221.
That's Kitty Harris, Center Coordinator for the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, and you're listening to New Beginnings.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
Waking up is easy when you look forward to breakfast. Serve 7 days a week at the Downtowner Woodfire Grill in St. Paul. Try eggs your way with hash browns, bacon, or sausage. There are four delicious varieties of Eggs Benedict that should not be missed. And buttermilk pancakes, waffles, or French toast are always fresh off the griddle. How about a Bloody Mary or screwdriver from the bar? The Downtowner Woodfire Grill is located at 253 West 7th Street with plenty of free parking, or online at downtownerwoodfire.com.
Stop and listen for a second. Do you hear that? It's peace, quiet, and tranquility. After a busy holiday season, that's what you'll experience at Big Bear Lodge just off the Gunflint Trail. There's always an abundance of snow and winter activities like ice fishing, snowshoeing, snowmobiling, and world-class cross-country skiing. Then cozy up in one of Big Bear Lodge's guest rooms or authentic woodsy cabins. Come find your smile at Big Bear Lodge. More at BigBearLodgeMN.com.
As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister, and they invite you to their two Sunday morning services at 9 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m., as well as to their numerous weekly activities and classes. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
So good was their work, and so without a mood of trying to convert, it was a group that was accepted and admired in Jerusalem by the Muslim, Jewish, and Christian communities. Soon, some Swedish Christians came and joined them. Their work continued, and there was even a novel written about their work entitled Jerusalem. Its author would go on to win the Nobel Prize. An amazing story, but they left a lasting gift of music because Horatio penned these words. When peace like a river attendeth my soul, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to know, it is well with my soul. It is well, it is well, it is well, it is well with my soul. And for more than a century, for more than a century, that theme has been there for the struggling heart. They were called overcomers by the American press. That's how it dubbed them. Their lives of meaning expressed the words that the shepherds heard from the heavenly host. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace for those of goodwill. We celebrate this historic birth of the Jesus child in Bethlehem. And we can know the Christ presence within us if we are willing to receive its impulse of peace and walk in the ways of peace. When Jesus grew to maturity, once again, the Christ spoke through him to the sorrowful people of the day. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in the mighty God. Believe also in me. And peace I will give you. Not as the world gives from without, but an inborn peace. This inner peace is not a distant goal, as Dr. King declared. It is not built essentially from outer agreements, treaties, or policies. Those, of course, in our society, in our world, have their place, but they are not the origin of peace. It can only begin as an inner attitude of soul that is given by the indwelling Christ, an infinite spiritual gift that is ours to receive. But just like we think, not yet, but the Holy Family will appear in the nativity scene and remind us of that precious newborn This inner impulse of peace is something that we have to nurture as we would a little baby. We have to care for it. We have to feed it. We have to love it. And if we do, it will grow to maturity. And one day, it will be our Savior. It will be a power that will then lead us through the trying times and the bumpiness we may know in life. I'd like to close with these words of the peace prayer I've shared with you before from our founding congregation in Kansas City at Unity Temple. There are prayer cards in the lobby that contain this prayer if you would like a copy. But I'd like you to take this into your heart and decide if this is a commitment you wish to make this holiday season, to make a commitment to peace. You know, we end every service, as we will today, with the peace song. And it has that phrase that is so essential, but so easy to just la-la-la-la sing it, as opposed to establishing it over and over again within our soul. Let there be peace on earth. Let it begin with me. On this day, we dedicate ourselves to peace on earth. We accept ourselves without harsh judgment and express appreciation for our individuality. We live without fear and meet the events of this day with confidence. We accept others without prejudice to experience a sense of unity with all people. We honor our earthly environment and recognize a connectedness with all creation, in harmony with ourselves, our lives, other people, and all of nature. We live this day with a peaceful mind, a peaceful heart, and a peaceful spirit. And so we say, Amen. You know, you are the director of this unfolding nativity story, the story at the heart of Christmas. You can hope in it. You can have faith in it. But only by receiving this holy birth in a real, living way can you know it. It's the gift to all. My friends, it's universal. It goes beyond any faith tradition. For it is the spirit of life everywhere present, calling within your heart. It is possible for all to be well. Listen. Be aware. Respond in love to all you meet. As all acts of creation, it will take time away from your routines, your busyness. It will require your focused thought and genuine feeling to bring life to the silent, invisible reality that the prophets of old called Emmanuel, which means God with us. You follow that path. You make the effort. And this year you will experience a Christmas like never before. That is the eternal gift. But you must make it now for yourself.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's rippleconnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, rippleconnects.com.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. For Joe McKenzie, this is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. We'll see you next week and online. Goodbye, everybody.